comes down to about right outside the end zone at the 1 yard line. It's going to be close to the first down.
That is number 20, Clark, actually. Ryan Millerwise. Yeah, Milky's over here on the sideline. Do you see who made the tackle there, Clark?
I did not on that one. I couldn't even see the ball here.
Good point. There was a whole bunch of Harbage defenders there. Last one off the pile, it was Devin Lemansky making the stop, forcing fourth down.
Inside the 3 yard line, a fourth and a yard and a half coming up. Or if you like to call it a meter, you can do that too. Lindenberg under center. Hands it off to his second man,
probably
number 27,
Harper.
Gangler. He's shy of the end zone. No word yet from the officials. He's shy of the touchdown, but it looks like they got the first down. So, Dave, like you were saying.
That ended up being huge.
And they're saying USA did get the first down, and it's a first and goal situation. Seth Gangler picks up the first down for USA. Now we have some discussion.
Yeah, Josh Wan made the stop for that Pirate defense.
Now they want to measure. Maybe. Nope, they're thinking about it. Now they want to measure.
There is a timeout on the field.
And so they bring the chains on with 10-12 left in the second quarter. USA leading 8-0.
I mean, the ball is almost on the goal line. It's got to be a first down.
You would think so.
Of course, we have a bad angle.
And it's a first down.
We're never wrong, Clark.
Never. For those keeping score at home, can't see the game, so we're always right. 10-12. And USA picks up the first and goal now at the one-inch line, leading Harbor Beach 8-0. Tonight's broadcast being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, now the iPhone 5S. Less than 10 to play in the first half. First and goal. Quarterback keeper for Lindenberg is in. Touchdown, USA. Lindenberg makes it a double-digit lead over the Pirates. It's now 14-0 USA over the visiting Harbor Beach Pirates with 9:51 left in the second. That drive set up from a block punt led to a short field, and they marched right down the field, chipped away at it 5 yards at a time.
Yeah, it's actually quite hard to believe. Harbor Beach is actually getting beat in the trenches, and it's not even close right now. The offensive line and defensive lines of USA right now have dominated this game.
Going for two, trying to make it 16-0. They hand it off to Brandon Harper, and he's in, maybe in.
No, I think he's
short.
Yep.
He had the momentum, but Harbor Beach held him up right there. The two-point conversion is no good. It's USA 14, Harbor Beach nothing in the second quarter.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh?
Uh-huh.
Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G.
Oh, yes.
That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Join WLEW Sports this Sunday at 6:40 p.m. on 102.1 FM for the MHSAA Selection Show. Find out in real time where our area teams will be playing in the playoffs on the road to the Ford Field. Hayden Ewald kicks this one. It's a grounder down to about the 22-yard line. Picked up by Josh Elkin. He breaks free. He's crossed midfield and brought down at the USA 49-yard line by the kicker. Hayden Ewald makes the stop. John Shelgi saw a corridor right through the middle of the field and took advantage of it.
Yeah, he didn't miss it, Clark. And so far we've seen two kicks that have come up short of the always dangerous Travis Essemaker. One's went to Seltz, one's now gone to Shelkey, and both times they've come up almost to midfield.
A 39-yard return.
Big returns for Harbor Beach special teams, giving this offense a chance to get on the board.
They're at the USA 49-yard line. First and 10, two receivers wide each way. Kraft going to keep it for himself. He's across 45, still on his feet, down to the 41-yard line. Shy of the first down by about a yard, 9-yard gain, second and one.
Number 80, Garrett Nitz, makes the stop.
Nace Shea, he's brought down at the 41-yard line. Second and a yard. Two wide each way. Kraft with Austin Seltz to the right in the shotgun. Looking to pass, screen pass to the left. Brought in by number three, Colin Cook, has the first down, down to the 38-yard line. It's a 5-yard reception. And a first and 10, move the chains for the Harbor Beach the first time tonight, and it comes a quarter into the second quarter.
Yeah, Nathan Milkey made the stop after that short gain.
First and 10 for Harbor Beach at the USA 38-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. White helmets, black face masks, white jerseys, black numbers with orange outline, black pants. Screen pass now to the right. Picked up by Josh Shelkey. One hand. It was in front of him. He breaks free. Two tackles. It's swung down to the 10, to the 5. One man to beat. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Josh Shelkey brought in a screen pass to the right. And he was thrown in front of him. Went out with his hand. Somehow brought it in one-handed. And had went right down the near sideline in for the score for 38 yards.
I don't know what that young man has on his gloves, but it had to be a stick'em because that ball was very poorly thrown, and I don't say that often by Eli Kraft. It wasn't even close, and Shelkey stuck his hand out and just palmed the ball in mid-stride, broke a tackle with an awesome stiff arm, and nothing but green dirt down the sideline. Great play by Shelkey.
And it took four plays to score, and Harbor Beach is on the board as Eli Kraft on the second effort goes in for the two-point conversion, and now it's USA 14, Harbor Beach 8, with 8:36 left in the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond, with rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play, the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris factory authorized clearance event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends October 31st while supplies last. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Four plays, 49 yards, and Harbor Beach is on the board with 8 points after the two-point conversion was good on the keeper from Kraft. They still trail USA 14-8 as Nick Hessling ready to kick it off, left, right across the radio. Short kick's going to come down at the 25-yard line. Brandon Harper can't pick it up, has to pick it up, go backwards back to the 21-yard line. And no return on that, and USA is has a 79-yard field to work with.
Austin Seltz would be the first one there to make him to make Harper down on the play.
8:32 left in the first half. USA with a 6-point lead, 14-8 with the ball. USA has scored on their first two drives, this being their third. Harbor Beach had a 3-and-out in the first. As now, Ron Rubel has entered the sidelines. Wasn't here for the first portion of this game. Handoff to the left side, and there's a fumble on the play. Brandon Harper went down at the 23-yard line. He brought down, no whistles, and when he came down, the ball popped.